We have a couple of ladies joining us this morning. We have Christelle Loffer and Amber Killowey. Amber is with the Fond du Lac County United Way, the executive director, and Crystal is with United for Diversity. And I have absolutely no idea. It's been a scatterbrain day for me. Amber, what are we talking about this morning? Is she with us?
Oh, gosh,
I'm muted. I'm sorry. I muted while you were on the away for the news.
So, okay.
The weather. Yeah, no, good morning, Bob, and thank you so much. I know it was a busy night for you last night with final address from Governor Evers and election things. So we are here to talk to you and your listeners this morning about Celebrate Community. And I'll have Christelle Loffer here, who is with United for Diversity. I'll have her tell listeners a little bit about what United for Diversity does as an organization, and then pop into their pillar event, one of my favorite, don't tell anybody else, you know, that might be listening or not, that this is one of my favorite events of the year, and that my staff and teams look forward to it each and every year, called Celebrate Community. That's been happening for a number of years, but we're coming up on it this Saturday. So, and then I'll kind of, you can popcorn back to me, Bob, after, and I can talk about the value and the benefits of being a nonprofit organization partner that has the pleasure of having a table at Celebrate Community on this coming Saturday. So, Christelle, why don't you take it away?
Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about Unite for Diversity. We are a local volunteer-run nonprofit. We've been around since the 90s, and we celebrate, advocate, and educate about diversity and inclusion within the Fond du Lac County. So there's many different ways we do that. We champion other organizations doing their great work throughout our communities. We try to highlight the benefits that we have around Fond du Lac County. We do Challenge Day at Fond du Lac High School for our freshmen every year, which is a great opportunity for individuals to really meet and understand their fellow students. But our big event that we do every year is Celebrate Community, which is happening this Saturday at the Fond du Lac Fairgrounds Expo Center. Doors open at 10:30. It runs till 3 o'clock. And it is an amazing opportunity for you to hear and see dance and music that you might not ever have that chance to do, but also just celebrate all the wonderful things that we have around Fond du Lac County. We have over 50 booths coming of city and county organizations, nonprofits around the area, and some heritage booths that people can learn more about the Polish heritage, China, Bulgaria, various things like that. And also we have some churches that will be there as well, sharing their missions and their welcoming. So it's really just a very fun event. There is so much entertainment that we just don't see very often in Fond du Lac, but we have it right here in our area. We're going to open as we do every year, and that's why I really recommend you get there right at 10:30, 10:45, so at 11 o'clock. We have, Brothertown Nation, Menominee, Oneida, and Stockbridge reservations kind of open our ceremony with drums and dance. We have a huge flag ceremony that comes in. Our Fond du Lac Chief of Police welcomes that flag ceremony and kind of walks everybody in. And then Brothertown Nation teaches us how to do various dances that are part of their heritage. And you just don't get that opportunity all the time. So they'll tell a little bit about their heritage here in the area, as well as show like the ribbon dances and things like that. Then we're going to have a welcoming by Joe Moore, our city manager. And from there, it just gets really, really entertaining. We have dancers and music from Ukraine this year, which is new for us. We tried to get them last year and they were busy, but they put us right on their calendar last year, so they made sure they made it this year. We have UW Oshkosh has some Japanese drummers, and they'll be there. They're one of our biggest fans, so we love that they agreed to come again this year. We have Native American storytelling happening. We have the Chegwin Elementary School Hmong dancers. They used to perform a lot. They took kind of a break, but they'll be here. So it's just adorable elementary school kids doing Hmong dancing in their native costumes. It's a really great sight to see. And then we have Bread of Life doing their musical ensemble as well. And this year, another new thing we have Scottish dancers, bagpipes, and drummers coming, which again, you get the opportunity to see that within Fond du Lac. So not only can you go and talk to about 50 organizations and learn about Fond du Lac, but you can also have this entertainment that you just don't get in one place.
Uh-huh. What's the cost? Is there a cost?
There is. It's $5 a person to get in. Children under 12 are free. Or 12 and under are free, but we also don't want to put that barrier up. So if you come and you don't have that $5, just let us know at the door, and probably somebody paid ahead, and so we have your payment taken care of. So we don't want that to be a barrier for anyone.
Are we talking food too, or?
Yes, we do have a food truck that will be there. Lucia's Cochinilla will be there as a food truck, but also a lot of these booths share their love and their heritage through food. So some churches bring some traditional things that churches do, as well as like cupcakes and stuff. But like Poland will share some of their heritage through their love of food. China, Bulgaria, Japan brings a lot of interesting dishes as well. So you can have a little taste test as you go around as well. And I can guarantee you, if you come early, you will leave full.
Well, no ghost peppers for me. So, you know.
I was going to mention, Christelle, do you want to mention any of the sponsors that made Celebrate Community happen this year?
Oh, yes. We couldn't do it without our sponsors, could we? And that is a great point. I'm afraid I'm going to forget them, and now I don't have a picture of them. Give me
that's
a
okay. Moment. I can fill in for you, Christelle, while you're looking at them. Bob, speaking of food, you're not going to want to miss the United Way table. And there's so many tables, obviously. Christelle said over 50 in all stop by. But we have what we think is the best Hmong egg roll made by a gal here in Fond du Lac. So definitely stop by our table. We're also going to have fresh fruits and veggies. Compliments of our partner at Olden Organic right there in Ripon, who we work with for our Farm to Early Childcare initiative. So definitely stop over. We're going to have our United Way table, which under our umbrella then also is our Farm to ECE program, our Y-Screen program, our Drug-Free Communities program, information about 211 and Ride United. So definitely stop over. This is not only a cultural event, this is a community coming together event, which is open to everyone throughout the county. The agencies are county serving agencies. So we would love to have our friends from Ripon, Rosendale, Brandon, that's Green Lake. Come on over, check this out. In fact, I was at the Black Student Union Soul Food Dinner at Marion University last week, and I ran into people that I didn't know. I'd met for the first time. They were newer to the Fond du Lac area, but they lived there for about 5 years, and they're not far from the Expo Center at their fairgrounds. And I said, "You have never been to the Celebrate Community? I can guarantee you that they're not going to miss another Celebrate Community." So this is just a really fun event for all these organizations to be a part of. It really brings community together. And like Christelle said, they are a completely volunteer run organization. So I want to just give a shout out to their team, their board, the sponsors, which she'll mention, but they wouldn't be able to do this without the volunteers, and they really roll their sleeves up. This is quite the event to put on, as you can imagine.
Speaking of which, you got those sponsors for us, Christelle?
I do. Thank you for that little bit of time. I didn't want to forget anybody.
Of course.
Our major sponsors are Ahern, both Rotaries, the Fond du Lac Morning and Noon Rotary, Fond du Lac Area Foundation, and the Service League of Fond du Lac are our major sponsors, but also CSA, Society Insurance, the Fond du Lac Firefighters Local 400, a National Exchange Bank, the Republic Associates of Wisconsin, and Mercury Marine also are major sponsors for us to help us put on this event and allow us to do so much and not have to have people pay very much at the door.
Mm-hmm. So Celebrate Community has been going on for a number of years now, if I recall correctly.
Yes, this is our 17th year.
17th. Wow. I can remember the first one. They were just, you know, fingers crossed. Let's hope this gets off the ground type of thing. So,
yeah, it started off as Peace Fest back when at Lakeside Park. It's a fantastic history about how coming up with a tragic and horribly violent event, instead of coming across as angry, then coming with love, and let's learn more about our neighbors instead of what happened. And then it morphed into a celebration over at Marion University, I believe, and now we're at the Expo Center because we're so large we can't possibly fit anywhere else.
But
not a bad problem to have.
Right. And it sounds like you have a lot of people that keep coming back as far as participation. So,
yes, we expect about 700 to 1,000 people coming through the doors or volunteering for the event, being at the booths. We have a lot of people that reach out very early in October, November, just to make sure that they do have a space at the event and that they're not missing it this year. So we are very grateful for all the community partners that come together, want to be at the event, want to share their love of Fond du Lac.
Well, if the timing works out, the sturgeon spearing season will wrap up before the weekend because they've had a lot of success, but also the weather is getting a little bit rougher out there. So too warm, you know, but anyway.
Right.
Then everybody can go to the Celebrate Community on Saturday. So, or
we'd love to see them
after the spearing for that matter. So,
yes, and definitely. It's a very kid friendly event. Not only do we have the Native American storytelling, but we also have face painting, and a lot of the booths will have fun kid activities at them.
All right.
Yeah.
We have to wrap up. Anything more, Christelle, Amber?
I would just say go out onto their social media page, United for Diversity. Many of our organizations that are participating have shared it on ours as well. But all the information, and they've been doing some great features as they lead up into this, into the event on this Saturday. So throughout the week, they'll feature some of the agencies and some of the organizations, some of the entertainment. So definitely check it out at United for Diversity on social media. You're not going to want to miss this event. And definitely be there for the flag ceremony. I've had the opportunity to represent a flag for the last couple of years, and it never surprises me how it's impactful that experience is with all those flags and just standing up there and having people from their countries be able to be represented and carry their flag proudly in the United States.
Okay. Ladies, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you
so much, Bob.
That is Amber Killowey of the Fond du Lac County United Way, and also Crystal Loeffler, who is with United for Diversity.